This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Buck Keeley from SeedCatalog.com. Hi, Buck. How are we doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me back.
Well, today we're going to be talking about gardening, and I've learned a lot from Buck. Simply just the thoughts about planting into the soil and the difference between fertilizer and manure and certainly the watering of the plants and certainly how best to take care of the plants as they're coming up. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. But our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And, of course, Buck has been emphasizing during the winter getting the soil prepared. And, of course, you want to get compost. You want to have things that have rotted, organic things. And you can use newspapers. You can use cardboard. And you don't ordinarily worry about the printing on newspapers because it's soy-based. And so it breaks down right along with everything else in the compost pile. And you have a soil that things will grow in that's nutritious, and certainly we've already talked in the past about how you compost your soil. Now, of course, we're getting to the point where we're going to be planting, and certainly some people already have their gardens in, depending upon the last frost. Have they had the last frost up where you are yet, Buck?
Oh, we're still about 20 or 25 days away from our last frost. That we're at the end of next month before we'll start putting out frost tender plants like peppers and tomatoes. But this is a time for, if you're still the pre-frost date, zone 7B and above, that most of the areas of the United States, the continental United States, can be putting out their peas. Peas can actually be put out in late fall, and they'll come up first thing early spring. So if you've not got your peas in yet, great time to do it. And you'll remember to use inoculant, mycorrhizin, for your peas or your beans if you've not grown them before so that the nitrogen will fix on them. Great time to be putting out your lettuces, be putting out your mustard greens, collard greens, your chard, radishes. This is a great time to put out radishes, turnips, beets. Most of your root crops can be put in this time of the year. For most of the zones that are from an 05A down to a 7B. So it's a time to be out in the garden working. The main thing is just making that the soil is ready. You don't want to be working your soil when it's wet. When you go out in your soil and you try to till or you try to prepare your soil that's wet, you make clods. So you want to make sure that the soil is dry enough that you can work it and that it's not so wet that when you put your seeds in that it's going to rot the seeds. But other than that, most of your cold hardy plants could be put in right now.
All right, fine. Well, now, how do you know when those radishes are ready to eat? And how do we know when the radishes are ready to eat? I noticed they grow so rapidly.
It depends on the variety of radish that you're growing on how large they get. But the main thing is that you don't want to let them grow too long. They will get pulpy or woody on the inside if you let them stay in the ground beyond their picking date. So when you grow your radishes, something like a French breakfast radish about the size of your thumb, a giant red radish about an inch in diameter. But if you just start pulling them when they're big enough to eat, you keep pulling them until you're done. About a half inch big is when I start pulling mine, and some of the larger radishes, like the large red giant, will get up to 1.5 inches or 2 inches and still be tender. But usually I don't have a problem with them staying in the garden too long because I'm impatient to get them out.
Right. Well, I then notice the peas are coming up. They're really, they come up in an awful hurry. Yeah. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call if you have a question.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, I guess it's Buck Keating. We're talking about gardening, and if you got a question, Buck's one of the best informed people I know. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We were just talking about lettuce and how quickly it comes up. And then, of course, he says gets 5 or 6 inches away. You just cut it back. Will it come back again, or is that it if you cut it off?
Well, it depends on the lettuce. If it's a head lettuce, like an iceberg lettuce, you don't want to do that because it's going to form a head. But your loose leaf lettuces like romaine or your Rocky Mountain mixed lettuces, the shard lettuces, things that grow loose leaf, if you cut them off, they will come back up. They'll replenish themselves. As a matter of fact, if you don't cut them back, when they get tall enough, they'll bolt, they'll start to put on seed, and they'll cease to grow. So you do want to harvest your lettuce as long and as often as you can. And the same thing with like turnips. When you plant your turnips close and then thin them out. When I sow my turnips, I don't plant seed. I sow them. And then I come back after the turnip greens are about 4 or 5 inches tall, and I thin them out to about every 3 to 4 inches, and then I boil the turnips and have turnip greens. Nothing is quite as good as turnip greens with a little bacon in it. And so oversow your radishes. I like radish greens as well. Thin them out, turnips, beets, and then you'll have fresh greens early spring before you have the tubulars that come into size.
Okay, so basically, now, of course, we got the tomatoes in. They seem to be growing quite well. They're beginning to flower now. And should we cut back any of the buds? Should we pinch the tomatoes off or just let them grow? How do we know that we're doing the right thing with our tomatoes? I've got them there. They're about, maybe seven, 8 inches now high. And they're really looking good. And there's beginning to flower a little bit. I mean, some people talk about pinching off tomatoes. What's that all about?
Well, if you have a determinate tomato, one that grows in a bush, and the tomatoes come due all at the same time, a lot of people will pinch the tops out so that it causes the plant to spread wider. And the determinate tomatoes, once they reach maturity, once that plant bushes to its pre-genetic size and starts putting on fruit, it'll put on fruit all at once and the plant's done. That you won't get a continual harvest on a determinate tomato. So a lot of people will pinch out the top of a determinate tomato to encourage it to continue to grow the green material that tomatoes grow on, and so they get a longer growing season with them. If you've got a vining tomato, then those are called indeterminate. That means that they don't have a determinate date they quit growing. So if you have a vining tomato, there's no need to pinch it out. What you want it to continue vining, because all the new growth is where it will put on the new tomatoes. It'll put on tomatoes on the old growth. Once they blossom, bloom, and produce fruit, that limb will not produce fruit again. But as it continues to grow, those new branches will put on fruit. So you never want to pinch back a indeterminate tomato plant or a vining tomato plant.
Well, now, how do you know? I'm not much of an expert on this. How do I know whether it's a vining, whether it's a determinate or indeterminate?
That most of your bush tomatoes are going to be determinate. Your Rucker's tomatoes, the modified Rucker tomatoes, most of your hybrid tomatoes that you buy at the store, the modified Big Boy and those kind of things are determinate. Those were hybrid for the purpose of harvesting fruit all at once. But when you buy your seed, if you're buying it from my site or someplace else, look on the tomato in the plant that you're going to buy, and it should tell you whether it's a determinate or indeterminate tomato. But if you're buying a vining tomato plant, that's kind of the key thing. When you're buying a vining tomato plant, you're always going to have an indeterminate plant. And once again, if you're buying a bush plant, it's mostly going to be a determinate plant. And so, but wherever you're buying your seed or your plant material, it should tell you whether or not it's an indeterminate or determinate tomato plant. Now, personally, I grow both. I want to have a large harvest of tomatoes like aromas when I'm making my tomato paste. So I want them to come out all at once. So I can take a couple of three bushels of tomatoes and turn them into sauce. But on the other hand, I want the indeterminate so I can have eating tomatoes, slicing tomatoes, from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. So for the purpose that you're growing them will determine which one of them you want or if you want both.
Well, now you said that if you have a greenhouse, you can grow the tomatoes all year long. So grows all year long, the determinate, the indeterminate, and how do we get them to keep on growing?
Well, if you're growing greenhouses tomatoes in around our area here, people grow a lot of hydroponic tomatoes, which is a commercial way. It's a more effective way for growing greenhouse tomatoes. But I grow greenhouse tomatoes myself, and I grow them in containers. And I always grow the indeterminate because I'm growing those tomatoes for fresh tomatoes as long as I can have them. And so I grow something like a Cherokee Purple, or I grow something like a beefsteak tomato, and I grow them in the greenhouse in containers. I usually use a 5 to 10 gallon container. And the way that you get them to continue growing through the winter as long as you can is, number one, keep the baseline temperature above 55 degrees. You don't want your cool temperature getting lower than that. Then if it does, your tomatoes sense that fall is at the end, and it'll start shutting itself down. So keep your baseline temperature above 55 degrees. Keep them well fed, and they will grow and produce tomatoes as long as there's at least 6 hours of daylight, 6 hours of sunlight. That tomatoes will require at least 6 hours of direct sunlight for them to produce fruit. And once, if you live in a zone, if it's in the northern areas like we are, once that direct sunlight hits the six-hour window, immediately your tomatoes will quit producing unless you provide artificial grow light. So that's kind of the key to growing the tomatoes as long as you can in a greenhouse, is having at least 6 hours of direct sunlight, to have the temperature baseline no lower than 55 degrees, feed the plants well, and they'll extend the season out for quite some time. But like all things, these plants do have a lifespan, and they will exhaust themselves, and they'll quit growing somewhere around 8 months after you plant them. So if you're going to grow your tomatoes through the winter, start fresh tomato plants sometime in July or August. And so come September, these plants will be just about the right age to be producing fruit. And then they'll continue producing fruit until you lose the 6 hours of sunlight. Or if you have that, they'll continue producing until springtime.
What do you say, artificial light? Can we just put an electric light in there? Do we need some sort of special light? And will that light actually, as it gets into the fall, will that light, if we simply close up the greenhouse, will that give enough heat to make the tomato think that the fall hasn't come?
Yeah, it depends on where you live on closing down the greenhouse and providing supplemental heat. If your nighttime temperatures are falling below 55 degrees, you want to provide some supplemental heat. And if you're having, like where you're at, a little closer down towards the equator than we are, your winter sunlight is probably 6 or 7 hours at least during the winter time, during the winter solstice. So you'll probably be fine without adding artificial light. For folks like us that's up several hundred miles north where our winter solstice gives us a less than 4 hours and a half of sunlight, that we have to provide artificial light. That used to be quite an expensive task, and for those people who are growing the illegal substances, they will invest in very expensive grow lights to grow in closets so they can grow clandestine. But for tomatoes, if you provide a full-spectrum light, which you can go down to the local big box store, they'll have full-spectrum fluorescent, compact fluorescent light. And if you'll put four or five of those around the tomato plant, which are 15 watts, not a whole lot of electricity, that will provide a full spectrum of light for that tomato plant, and it'll continue to grow underneath that light source.
You mean some sort of a neon light? You can't use regular incandescent light bulbs then?
Yeah, well, yeah, they do have the full-spectrum incandescent light bulbs.
Right.
But they use more energy.
I see.
And you can use the compact fluorescent full-spectrum light bulbs. They cost a little more, but you're using 15 watts versus using 80 watts, 75 to 80 watts.
You're talking about one of these sort of spirally lights then.
Yes, one of those that you don't want to break because the mercury's in it.
Right.
But you can use either one, just that for people who are leaving the lights on 15 hours a day, that using the compact fluorescent is a more energy-efficient way of growing those tomatoes.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'll learn a lot from Buck. These things you need to start thinking about. I mean, hopefully you'll never have to grow your own food. But we're living in very, very uncertain times. And the things that you'll learn from Buck really are quite amazing. Buck, let's get your telephone number and your website out there. And if you are listening and you have a question, don't be bashful. My number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And how can people get in touch with you and with Seed Catalog?
You'll find us at the World Wide Web. Just type in your address bar, seedcatalog.com. That's SEEDCATALOG, seedcatalog.com. Or you can go to Dr. Stan's site at Radio Liberty and click on Heirloom Seeds, and that will take you to our site as well. You can dial us toll-free at 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132. We'd be glad to help you over the telephone.
All right, fine. Well, there's just so much to know about all of these things, and certainly preparing the soil, certainly getting the seeds planted, how to deal with them afterwards, and Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two. If you have, don't hesitate, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Buck Keeley and all sorts of ideas. Simply, I was simply asking him, because 15, 20 years ago when I started putting in some fruit trees, why, because I thought that we were supposed to actually break up the root ball and because so that the roots would be able to come back. Well, Puck said that 15 years ago the idea was not to do that, but now they finally caught up with me, and the whole idea is to break up the root ball so that the roots will not tend to grow in a circle, but so they'll begin to go out, and you want to have a great big hole filled with loose dirt so that the rootlets can get in there, and then you, of course, want to give it lots of water and set the, on what, about three times a week, twice a week, what?
You want to water once a week, and you want to water deep. You want to do 2.5 to 3.5 inches of water once a week, and once again, you got to consider whether or not you're getting rain to figure in there that you're not overwatering. And on the root balls going to plants, as well as when you're transplanting your plants, that when you buy your tomato plants or your pepper plants or whatever you're planting, you want to make sure when you take it out of that growth container, particularly. In the last few years, they've come out with these peat pots, and people are planting the peat pots. Worst thing you could do is leave the plant in the peat pot. You want to make sure, if you are going to leave it in the peat pot, to cut the top inch of that peat off so that it doesn't wick the water out. It's just like having a kerosene lantern, and it just wicks the water off the plant. So you want to make sure that when you take them out of the growth container, you open up that root ball so that it'll develop a healthy root system. The only exception to that is your vining plants, like your cucumbers and your squashes and things like that, that are vining plants. They do not transplant well. And you want to be very careful when you transplant them not to disturb that root ball. And so if you're transplanting cucumbers or squash, you want to make sure to wet that growth container really well. You don't want mud, but you want really wet so the soil hangs to the root system. You want to dig a nice large hole, and when you transplant it, you want to turn that plant upside down and carefully remove that root ball, and then undisturbed put it in the hole, and then pack your fresh dirt around it, and you'll have a better chance of success in your transplant.
Well, now, if you're planting cucumbers, certainly, or squash, how far should they be separated?
As a rule of thumb, there are some vining cucumbers or squash that take up, 15, 20, 30 feet. But you can plant your squash on hills, and your melons on hills, and your cucumbers on hills about 5 foot apart on a 4 foot center. So 4 foot aisle way with 5 foot apart, and you'll have plenty of growth room for them. They'll interlap one another, but it'll be plenty of growth room for them. On cucumbers, you can grow them on grow nets. So you can set up just like you do with your peas and your beans that are vining. You can set up your cucumbers on a trellis so they grow upwards, which is a very good way to grow your cucumbers for a couple of reasons. One is it takes less space out of your garden. The second is the cucumbers are not laying on the ground where they will be marred. So when you go to the grocery store and you buy those cucumbers that are green all the way around, they've never laid on the ground. They've grown them on trellises. So the best way for you to grow your cucumbers is to grow them on trellises. You'll get a better product on less space.
And is the same thing true as far as squash is concerned, summer squash?
Yeah, the squash will grow fine on the trellis. You want to be careful on some of the larger squash, like Hubbard squash, on your winter squash, that they'll get heavy enough they'll actually break off of the vines. But your smaller squash, like zucchini and yellow crookneck and yellow straight neck, your scallop squashes, things like that are summer squashes that you're going to pick when they're young and tender, will do great on a trellis.
All right, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Buck, would you like to go ahead and get your telephone number and your webpage out once again?
All right, our toll-free number is 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132, and you'll find us on the World Wide Web just by typing in your address bar, seedcatalog.com, seedcatalog.com, or you can go to Dr. Stan's site and click on heirloom seeds, and it'll take you to our store.
And you want to tell us a little bit about the fertilizer that you actually manufacture?
Yes, that we carry a all-organic fertilizer. We call it Uncle Buck's Fertilizer. It's built out of natural ingredients such as vegetable and protein matter, bone meal, and other organic materials that's great for your plant. We also sell worm poo, which is worm casting, that is great for your garden as well.
All right, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. We're right here at Radio Liberty. We'll be back in just a moment from Buck Keeling. And this is the session on gardening. If you have questions, we'd love to get them.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and I guess it's Buck Keeley. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Buck, when I was talking to your wife, she was telling me that some of the people you get seeds from had had crop failures, and some certain seeds were sort of in tight supply. Is that really true? And if it is, why are some of your suppliers having crop failures in seeds?
Well, there's been a drought that's hit the southern part of the United States, which has affected a lot of open-pollinated seed. And then as well, there's been unseasonably wet weather in the Midwest, which has affected. We've had some really strange weather taking place here in the continental United States this year and last year. The severe drought that we have experienced down in the Texas area, the southern areas, not only affected the products that we grow, but also you probably have heard about the numbers of beef critters that have been sent early to the slaughterhouse because there's no feed for them. And that's part of it. Another is that there's There has been a lot of buying of seed, large group buying of seed, taking place, as well as a renewed interest in the open pollinated seed. And it's a part of it is supply and demand as well. Some of our customers who have specifically asked for seed, I've been able to find some of them, but I'm paying top dollar, and I'm getting limited supply rather than be able to buy them by an ounce or to buy them by a pound. I'm buying them by the quarter ounce because they're being some of them have been portioned out in smaller amounts. A lot of them just have been discontinued that the growers are saying we're waiting for next year's crop to see what we can do. So it's a combination of crop failures due to the weather, extreme weather that we've had, that there's been also some of our suppliers have had insect invasions, that the seed we buy is organically, naturally grown, and so there's not the artificial insecticides, and so there's been some issues with swarms that has affected this, but mostly it's just been the weather and then the supply and demand. To where that a lot of our stuff is just this time of the year that the reserves is getting thin.
Well, now, what about the bees? Is this playing any part? And is this really a factor as far as you're concerned and the people who supply your food? They hear it's that a lot of the beehives are not functioning properly, but is this really a problem?
Yes, it is. And some of our product is self-pollinating. For example, beans are self-pollinating. They don't depend on pollinators to take care of them. But on the other hand, things like squash and melons and plants that open bloom depends on pollinators, like your apple and your other fruit trees do. And the lack of bees is a serious problem that we keep beehives on our property for that purpose, that we maintain them. And one of the reasons why that the lack of bees, there's a multitude of reasons, but one of the reasons is the production of bee honey. And what they have done, they've interrupted the natural process where a bee builds its own comb, honeycomb. A few years ago, or many years ago, they started using man-made honeycomb trays where you would have inserts that you'd put in where the bees built off of those cell structures a certain size cell. Now they actually put in plastic inserts in the hives where they just put the honey inside the plastic. But what happens is the larger the cell of that honeycomb, the larger the bee is that grows, and it takes longer for the bee to mature. And the problem in most hives is mites, and they've interrupted the cycle of the mite versus the bee. And when the bee builds its own hive, it builds a smaller honeycomb or brood comb. It lays the bee in there. The bee is a smaller bee. It hatches earlier.
Thank you. chirachi aine warbula yer kurchi foda yer koito aine warbula yer kurchi foda yer koito ifaya bakai gaya gandia ifaya bakai gana.
Should I buy some worms and put on now, because I'm using platter boxes, and oh, the other thing is it looks to me like I got some snails there. What should we be doing as far as the snails are concerned? Because they're really coming out in force with the rain we've had here.
That a good treatment for snails, I say good treatment, the best treatment is to pick them off and do away with them. That you can use a natural soap like Ivory soap and blend it in a blender with water, and you can use that to put directly on the ground around your plants. They don't like that. Most certainly they will find another place to go. If you have an area where you can salt your soil where it's not going to be in your growing area, a perimeter area that they don't like the salt, just lay a barrier of rock salt around the area. That will help as well. But snails, just not much you can do about them other than pick them off and do away with them, unless you want to use some kind of pesticide, which I would prefer not to do.
Well, now, what about you mentioned the ivory soap? Would we put that onto the ground there? Around?
Yeah, just spray it around your plants. You can put that directly on your plants, and it will not hurt anything.
Ivory soap, and you just put that, dissolve it in water then, huh?
Yeah, the best way to do that, if you have an old blender,
right,
just chunk up a few pieces of the soap in there and add a little bit of water and blend it out, and it'll make a heavy, like, liquid dishwasher material.
Right.
And thin it down a little bit and take a spray bottle and spray it around, or you could use it just to drizzle on the ground, but the best way is to spray it.
All right, well, let's go to Barbara, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Barbara, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. You were talking about the ivory soap, but apparently that we have a lot of people they say that they use the Miracle 2 soap, and that keeps away the snails and other insects as well.
Well, of course, we just happen to sell Miracle. I never even thought of that, but that is that we just put that in a bottle and they can spray it?
Absolutely, and it's completely non-toxic. And
all right. Well, thank you for mentioning that.
I have another question. You know, Buck was talking about the worm castings, and Buck, would be the best place to, if you wanted to, like, make your own castings, like to buy the worms?
There's several places on the internet that you can buy the worms prepackaged.
Okay.
And just just as a little information on that, there are several different types of worms that are sold, but most commonly what they sell via the Internet is what's called the red wiggler. The red wiggler does not do well outdoors.
Okay.
They're designed to be composters. And if you're going to have a worm farm, they're ideal. They're fast multipliers. They're big eaters. But if you put them outdoors, they will not survive. So if you're going to have them outdoors, you want to order either crawlers, night crawlers. They don't produce as much volume, but they're hardy and they will last a long time outside, or regular earthworms. But be careful if you're ordering via the Internet to know what you're buying as far as the worms. And if you're keeping the worms to produce your own castings, make sure that you feed them well. Most people don't know that you need to feed worms, but you do. If you put them in a container, it's just like if you put a fish in the aquarium, you now have charge over their welfare. And mm-hmm. So make sure you feed them well.
Okay, so
what do you feed worms?
Oh, they like terrible stuff. they all of your household waste.
All right, fine.
That kind of thing, vegetable matter. That around here we feed them bunny poo. They love bunny poo.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Anything else, Barbara?
My son bought me a worm farm for Christmas, and I haven't had a chance to really get it started yet. So I was, you know, just wondering where would be the best place to, you know, get the worms and the best ones to
if you have access to the Internet, just Google worms, and you're going to find there's dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of suppliers. But just make sure you pick the worm for the application. If you're keeping it in your house or in a heated area in the garage, the red wigglers will do fine. If not, make sure to get crawlers.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, fine. Thank you. And I should mention we do sell the Miracle Tooth soap products, and of course we use them for bathing.
Yep.
But I assume you just get the regular Miracle Tooth soap. You'd put it into some sort of spray bottle to dilute it on down, and sounds like a great idea. Okay, let's go to Joe calling us from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment?
Thank you. Yes, I do. I have this peach tree, and it would produce a lot of peaches, but something really, to me, was strange that I would, you know, I'd wait till they'd get almost pretty ripe. And then I figured, well, the next day I'll go out there and I'll pick myself some real juicy peaches. And they were all gone.
The bird got them.
I couldn't believe it.
The
I
best
had about
time
20 or 30.
The best time to pick peaches is yesterday.
You know, Joe, that's what they do. The birds wait until they're just perfect, and that's when they eat them. And I've had the same problem with my pears. They love my pears. And they all got lots of pears, and then when we're all set to get them, why, they're gone. Anything else, Joe? Or just
I got another question. I have a bean.
Well, then you're going to have to hold off.
We'll
just a moment. Well, once again, your telephone number, Buck?
Our telephone number is toll-free, 1-888-866-9132. 1-888-866-9132.
Or seedcatalog.com, or go to my website. Just scroll down to heirloom seeds.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Hi.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Okay, our guest has been Buck Keeley. Thanks very much, Buck. Really enjoyed it. Great program. Thanks so much.
Blessings to you.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you're out there in the listening audience, we hope you enjoy our sessions with Buck. If you do, let us know. And certainly we try to bring you all sorts of different information from all different sources. But, of course, I should mention that certainly we are primarily trying to get people to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. And behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. Well, certainly when you talk about gardening, this is truly God's miracle. I mean, you think of that little seed. Everything is in that seed. When you put it in the ground, everything is there for it to be transformed into a little plant. And it's just like the put of an egg, it's a fertilized egg. Everything is in that egg that's needed to produce a chicken. Do you honestly believe this sort of thing just happened by chance? There's a design for everything. Unfortunately, there's a design for society. God knows what would make people happy, but unfortunately, why the age-old struggle is taking place as man is turned against God, and we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and we're losing that battle. Well, we are hoping, though, that we know that people listen to our programs. Many times their lives have been changed, and that's what it's really all about. I do not take a salary. My wife doesn't take a salary. We do this full-time, 7 days a week, but we're doing it because I believe we're supposed to. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you can help us. Now, I should tell you that my wife just told me today that we're down considerably here this year. Last year, we were down, and then, of course, we had some donations. We ended up, $500,000-$600,000. I think we ended up making $2,000. We don't keep the money, goes back in to pay our radio bills, but right now I think we're down $18,000. If you're in a position to help, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's expensive being up there in the Tri-Cities area, but we think that is such a wonderful spot, and we do have similar spots all across the country where we do have an outreach. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd appreciate hearing from you, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We do have a position for one more advertiser, and that means, of course, if you're advertising for this, why, of course, it's a deductible item. Otherwise, it's not. We have a great DVDs and certainly books and we have a tape set. We have a grand new tape set on the Occupy Wall Street, which is a controlled opposition. They've actually, as you know, taken over most of the conservative organizations and the liberal organizations, and they put their people in key positions in the Catholic Church, and they put their people into key positions in the Protestant Church, and they've changed the music and the message and the very structure of Christian churches all across America. Well, certainly what we need to do is try to counter this, and certainly we hope if you're out there in the listening audience, you'll get our book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll get our talks on the Dark Secret, on the Forbidden Secret. We've got a lot of great new DVDs, Rosalind Peterson, Geoengineering, about how they're poisoning our water and our food, and certainly our soil with aluminum. They know what they're doing. They're putting megatons of this up into the atmosphere, and they know it's going to precipitate out, and they know it's going to poison the water and the food and the air. But you see, they hate humanity, and people say that's crazy that we live in a world gone mad, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a great DVD, Geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson. You want to watch it, and then if you have our permission to copy it and distribute it, and then of course we ask you to think about Betty Martini's great new DVD on aspartame, Michael Shaw's new DVD on Agenda 21, my new DVD on The Desperate Deception, where I tell you what I've learned over the last 46, 50 years, really, and then my interview with Norman Dodd. Oh, there's so much to get, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Stand here at Radio Liberty and Sydney, coming to the hills over beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully, just hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who is, of course, formerly the senior editor of the New American Magazine, is currently the managing editor of Republic Magazine. William is a prolific writer. Certainly he writes the Radio Liberty newsletter, and I'm grateful to him for certainly getting our newsletter out. It was just getting too much of a burden for me to do it. He's doing a good job, and we get a lot of comments, how much people enjoy O. Williams' rendition of the Radio Liberty Letter. And then, of course, he certainly has his own blog. You can go up on the Internet and pull his articles down. Very often you'll see that Maury Rothbard will, on his website, actually go ahead. Is that Maury Rothbard, or whose website is that now?
It's Lou Rockwell. He started out with Maury Rothbard doing the Rothbard-Rockwell report about 20 years ago.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, Lou Rockwell, but William is very, very often published there, and that is one of the finest conservative sites in the country. Great following there. Well, William, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Dr. Stan, thanks again for having me on your program. It's always a privilege and a blessing, and I really appreciate everything that you've done and continue to do on behalf of individual liberty and the rule of law. That's something that many people don't understand, is that the purpose of law is to enlarge liberty, as John Locke pointed out. And too many people have lost track of even the very concept of law. We certainly are living in a society in which the people that presume to rule us consider themselves completely emancipated from law. And April is perhaps the month which is most clotted with dates that should provoke an appreciation of that fact. Of course, today we're sort of in the midpoint between Patriots Day, April 19th, and Lenin's birthday, which is also known as Earth Day in some circles, which comes up this weekend. And Patriots Day, of course, is a rather ambivalent observance, in my opinion, because you're dealing with an uplifting, an ironically uplifting account of the proverbial shot fire that was heard around the world in the battles of Lexington and Concord, which was an effort on the part of the colonial patriots to prevent themselves from being disarmed by a government that intended to turn them into slaves. And there were people that were killed, there were scores who were killed, there were hundreds who were injured. You flash forward a couple of centuries, and you have the slaughter at Mount Carmel, just outside of Waco, Texas, on April 19th as well. And between those two events, you have the assault on the Warsaw Ghetto in 1944. So this is a month that really should provoke sober reflection on the evil that is done through governments by people who consider themselves to be above any law and any accountability.
Well, today we have a problem because I still am a patriot. I will always be a patriot, but my country has been taken over by a group of wicked people who are using our military and sending them off to enslave other people, to install dictators throughout the world, and using the financial and military of our nation to bring about a one-world government.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Whitman is telling us about this Russian athlete. He certainly was won the gold medal in Greco Roman wrestling, which is a very, very it's a very unusual form of wrestling. It really based upon power, and he won this in 1988. And once he had won this, and now he is a national hero. He has the gold medal in that. He asked his parents to give up their membership in the Communist Party. A lot of people in Russia belong to the Communist Party, not because they believe in communism, but because you've got to go along to get along. And if you're not a member of the Communist Party, why, you'll never get ahead. If you're a member of the Communist Party, you get special accommodations, you get an opportunity to have a better home, a better job, all sorts of side benefits. But this gentleman, now he has got the gold medal. He goes to his parents and he says, I want you to leave the Communist Party because it is corrupt. And of course, it is corrupt. But then, of course, what most Americans do not understand is that the people who run America have financed and backed the Communist Party since its inception, which is why when Gorbachev was dethroned in Russia, he came to America, and what did he do? Why, he was allowed to have offices at the Presidio in San Francisco. Do you honestly believe that you would be able to get offices at the Presidio in San Francisco? And then in 1995, Gorbachev put on a State of the World Forum, and who's there? Why, George Herbert Walker Bush and George Shultz, and go right down the line, all of the leaders of the American Brotherhood of Darkness attend Gorbachev's State of the World meeting to honor him. Same thing happens in the year 2000. Gorbachev has always worked very closely with the elite who run America, and the elite who run America have always worked very closely with the elite that runs Russia. And what the average American doesn't understand is the battle between communism and capitalism is as phony as a $3 bill. Solzhenitsyn wrote about that, talked about it in a talk he gave on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. Mm-hmm. Dr. Harold Pease wrote a treatise on this. I wrote a treatise on it. The average American honestly believes there's a conflict between communism and capitalism. After all, we didn't send our boys to fight in Korea for nothing, did we? And the truth is, absolutely. You mean the war in Vietnam was phony? Of course it was phony. How do you think Vietnam was able to maintain, a battle against the largest nation in the world for 10 years and defeat America? We financed North Vietnam all during the war, if you haven't read Professor Sutton's book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. Cost him his job at the Hoover Institute, the so-called conservative, patriotic Hoover Institute at Stanford, but Professor Sutton did what was right, and we do have a wonderful interview with him. But William, you pick up the story. You're telling us about this wonderful athlete over there who actually had the courage to tell his parents, get out of the Communist Party because it's corrupt. And it is corrupt as certainly the elite that runs America. Go ahead.
it pretty much is the distillate of corruption, the Communist Party, whether you're talking about the Soviet version, the Chinese version, the North Korean or Cuban versions. It really is sort of the distilled essence of what political parties are organized to do, which is to use power at the expense of other people, to consolidate power in the name of an abstract ideological ideal and use it essentially to deny the humanity of everybody who's not part of that clique. Now, Alexander Karelin, as a cultivated, sophisticated man, a man of letters, he's somebody who had read Solzhenitsyn as a very young man when it was unbanned during the Brezhnev era for a brief period. And he was somebody who was, like most Russians, a Christian. He was somebody who didn't go to the state-authorized churches. The state, of course, the Orthodox Church in Russia was completely infiltrated by the KGB during Lenin's era after that killed most of the devout, patriotic, and genuinely Christian clergy. But there were little pockets of resistance that endured well into the 70s and 80s when Mr. Karelin was a very young man. And so he's a man of Christian ideals and principles. And he understood that in the Communist Party, he was dealing with the entity that was destroying the country that he loved down to his corpuscles. And so as a Russian patriot, he understood that it was his duty to oppose the evil that had taken control of the government that was ruling the country that he loved. And that he didn't want his parents, of course, for whom he had a great deal of filial piety and affection, to be part of this monstrous entity that was destroying his country. And once he had the security that came with earning a gold medal in 1988, he was in a position to ask very urgently that his parents sever their ties with the Communist Party, which they did. It's interesting that you bring up the fact, Dr. Stan, that people didn't join that party out of a sense of sincere ideological conviction. I can't remember who it was. It was in a book, a quotation in an essay written by Irving Kristol, who himself had been a communist. He was one of the founding fathers of that strain of socialist, revolutionary socialist radicalism we call neoconservatism. So this is not somebody I would look to with respect. But in an essay he wrote in the 1970s, he said there's probably not more than a dozen believing Marxists in Moscow. This is something that represented, of course, the inertia of established institutional privilege, the fact that people adhered to that movement. There were, of course, people who were used as cannon fodder, who had been fed the propaganda and had imbibed deeply of the ideological Kool-Aid, and they were looked upon with a certain amount of amusement and contempt by the people who were actually running the racket, because they knew that Marxism was a patent assembly of nonsense. But they were in this as a way of ensuring their own personal fortunes and their own ascendancy within the ruling stratum of that society. But there were young patriots in the late 1980s and early 1990s who were no longer content to be party to these lies. Now, Alexander Karelin was one such individual. And he won gold medals in 1988, 1992, and 1996. In 2000, in Sydney, he was actually defeated by Roland Gardner, who was a wonderful young man from Afton, I believe it was Afton, Wyoming, who trained up in the rarefied air of the Rocky Mountains. And one of the things he had done in order to train as a Greco-Roman wrestler was that he would actually wrestle cows, which put him in good stead when he found himself confronting Alexander Karelin, whose nickname was the Experiment, because he was such a fearsome specimen. And so because of Roland Gardner's conditioning, his anaerobic conditioning in particular, the fact that he was used to pushing around large bundles of resisting sinuous muscle tissue in the form of cattle, he was able to wear out Alexander Karelin and defeat him in overtime. The interesting part about that story, Dr. Stan, this is something that goes back to everything that we talked about regarding the Brotherhood of Darkness, is that it was anticipated, universally anticipated, that Alexander Karelin was going to win the gold medal for a record fourth consecutive time at Sydney in Greco-Roman wrestling. And so there was a reception committee waiting for him in the stands. Roland Gardner was looked upon as just a complication, just a disposable adversary. And I believe Juan Samarok, the head of the International Olympic Committee, was there with the Russian delegation. And next to Mr. Samarok was a fellow by the name of Henry Kissinger. He was seated among the Russians there in Sydney. And, of course, most of the Russians we're talking about are people, are veterans of the Soviet era, thoroughly corrupted Russian Olympic Committee, the ones who were using steroids and conducting all kinds of of bizarre genetic manipulation experiments in order to breed a superior, supposedly superior Soviet class of athletes. They were the people there awaiting the opportunity to crown Carolyn with this gold medal, and that plan was, of course, shattered when Ruman Gardner, the impudent man from Wyoming, actually beat the supposedly unbeatable Russian in what was considered a miraculous turn of events akin to the Olympic Winter Olympic hockey team victory of the U.S. over the Soviets in 1980. But the fact that you had Henry Kissinger sitting there cheek by jowl with people who were veterans of the Soviet ruling elite in the cheering section, cheering on the Russian as he was going against an American underdog, I think pretty much encapsulates what we talk about in terms of the fungibility of the elites of these countries. It's not that he likes Russia, it's that he likes power, Mr. Kissinger. And he's, if you can stand to look at him, just a museum-quality specimen of the type of people who adhere to the semi-submerged international core of elitists who have no loyalty to any faith, family, or locality. Their allegiance is to power, and of course to the unbridled indulgence of every appetite at the expense of everybody else. But it's striking to me to look upon the predicament of Alexander Carolyn. Very well-educated man. His tastes are refined. He loves his country down to the depths of his soul. And I read an interview with him, tragic interview, really, just around the time of the 2000 Olympics, where he said, I'm in a really terrible state because I'm a Russian patriot who can't be proud of my country because of the way that the government that has run this country for the last century has made itself properly notorious in the eyes of the world for slaughtering tens of millions of people and ruining entire societies and exporting blood and revolutionary tumult and horror outside its borders to other countries in Europe and then also in Africa and Asia and even in Latin America. The thing is, looking at that now from the perspective of an American patriot 12 years later, I think that Carolyn's lament is something that American patriots can understand as we see the government ruling this country behaving in ways that are almost indistinguishable from those that had characterized the Soviet Union.
I think the most interesting thing, William, is that school children all across America honor Lenin's birthday every year. And they, every year, because all across America, we celebrate Lenin's birthday. Why do we celebrate Lenin's birthday? Why? That's why Earth Day is the day that it is, because at Lenin's birthday, not one American in 1,000 understands the joke, and they laugh at how stupid we are. And we celebrate Earth Day, but they understand what Earth Day is really all about. To save the environment, we have to set up a communist system right in America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. With William Gregg. Go right ahead, William.
If there's just one way in which you have, in this case, sort of an oblique and disguised or derivative commemoration of Lenin's ideals, such as they were. You know, Lenin was not outspoken about environmentalism, but he was very outspoken about power. And of course, he professed to be the Marxist word made flesh. And Marx and Engels in their Communist Manifesto said that the fundamental objective and the whole purpose of communism is the abolition of private property. And the most effective ideological vehicle right now for denying property rights is radical environmentalism. And that's a doctrine which is so foreign to the perception and understanding of most Americans that it has to be wrapped in something as cloyingly appealing as what happens on Earth Day. I think it's interesting as well to take a look at the way that Leninism has sort of infiltrated the warp and weave of our society with respect to the so-called war on terrorism. And this is something that vaults ideological or at least partisan boundaries. The thing that Lenin stood for in his most emphatic and oft-repeated political tenet was the idea of power without limit resting directly on force, absolutely unrestricted by rules and completely emancipated from laws. There are several versions of that quote. It was said on several occasions by Lenin in different contexts, but he said that's the essence of what he was pursuing, the so-called scientific concept of dictatorship. And we are up to our necks in that here in the United States right now, and it simply gets worse with every passing week. And it's not just the type of power that's being exercised by Barack Obama in the White House right now, which is something he has in common with almost all of his predecessors going back through most of the 20th century, to be certain. During the reign of George Bush the Younger, you had all these remarkable claims that were made on behalf of the supposedly unrestricted power of the war president to do whatever he chose to do to whomever he considered worthy of such treatment. That's something that was refined during the Bush administration in a series of of legal filings that were made by John Yoo and other subalterns in the so-called Department of Justice. They said in the context of warfare, essentially everything that the Constitution says about restraining the power of the executive is put into abeyance, that there's some secret essential power of the presidency that transcends what the Constitution assigns to that office. That's what happened under George W. Bush and Barack Obama in 2008. Somebody who describes himself as a professor of constitutional law, although that is a politically suitable exaggeration of what he actually did. Mr. Obama criticized George W. Bush in often very moving and pointed ways for the institutionalization of torture, for assaults on the right of habeas corpus, for the aggrandizement of the war powers of the office. He and Joe Biden, as a matter of fact, on a couple of occasions said that a president who commits the United States to war without congressional approval is committing an impeachable offense, which is precisely, of course, what Obama did in Libya just about a year or so ago. He went out of his way to avoid having Congress involved in this decision at all whatsoever, arranged to commit the United States military to a war in Libya as a result of a decision made by the Security Council based on a petition that was filed by the Arab League that was engineered by the Obama administration and buttressed by a dirty secret deal that allowed Saudi Arabia to dispatch security forces to Bahrain in order to put down a desperate, peaceful insurrection by that country's Shiite majority that threatened the stability of the four base, the Sixth Fleet. You know, just really interesting, multi-layered ugliness of this thing. But this was, by what Obama and Biden had said, by their own definitions, an impeachable act. But once they had the power, of course, they understood that they wanted to exercise it without limits and without the restraints of rules or without being check-reined by the law. And Mr. Obama has pioneered new territory in the abuse of executive power. And now that he's in power, of course, his faction, the Democratic Party, the people that so loudly declaimed Mr. Bush's abuses of power, are insisting that these things are not so important now because they're following the other of Lenin's chief tenets, which is that the chief question in politics is who does what to whom. If you're the who, then everything you do is right. If you're the whom, you object. You want to be the who rather than the whom in that equation. And that, once again, is a pretty good illustration of how far our country has fallen into the morass of the same type of totalitarian socialism that Alexander Karelin lamented as a Russian patriot over two decades ago.
All right, well, we're going to be back in just a moment with certainly our special guest this evening, William Craig. America's in real trouble because we've lost our vision, because we've lost our sense of morality. Because nobody speaks out against torture or illegal war.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at invita.com. That's ENVITA.com or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William McQuigg. And we're simply talking about what's going on in America today. We're talking about the coming celebration of Lenin's birthday. And suddenly people look forward to the celebration of Lenin's birthday. Children in our schools certainly look forward to it. Lenin's birthday is such an important day in America. Yes, Earth Day was selected on the date for it was Lenin's birthday, because what the Earth Day is really all about is saying, look, we have this enemy. It's the environment and the destruction of Mother Earth. If you've ever noticed, when they write Earth, they always capitalize Earth. They deify that term. Look and see what they're doing. Now, we can't destroy Mother Earth, and so we've got to give more power to government over every aspect of society. And, of course, the man who championed that was good old Vladimir Lenin. Go right ahead.
It's interesting that the same people who capitalize Earth have started to use the lowercase g whenever they write the word God. I think that's by no means coincidental. I think that there's an interesting validation there of what we read in the first chapter of the book of Romans about people deifying the creation rather than the creator, and thus being essentially set free to revel in their own foolishness.
You know, it's really interesting you should comment on that, because I was reading a quotation from Benjamin Franklin. I'm sure you know it. You know, I've lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live there, the more convinced I am of the fact that God does rule in the affairs of men, and then he goes to talk about God, and that the word God is in small letters, and empire is with a capital E.
Earth is
with a capital E. Go ahead.
I wonder if that was an error of holography, if that were intentional.
I believe it was absolutely intentional, but you see, there is esoteric writing, and basically the average individual would never pick it up. I mean, they would never look right twice when they see the word God with G in small letters and the word E, the word Earth, or certainly empire in capital letters. And this is up on the internet. Just pulled it down the other day, and this of course shocked me, because I'm used to reading the esoteric writing. I mean, I can begin to think as these people do. I've been doing it for years. And there's now one person in probably 10,000 America who would look at that and understand the significance. Anymore, of course, that they would look at, as you point out, how often the word God now is with a small g, whereas Earth or Earth Day is with a capital E. Go right ahead.
And that's not merely a slip of the keyboard or a slip of the pen. It's not incidental, because it's become accepted style, albeit somewhat subtly and covertly in a lot of the media organs that we read. Although people tend to capitalize the given name of figures from literature that we all agree are fictional characters. For instance, they would never use a lowercase when referring to comic book characters such as Superman or The Flash or Batman. They would capitalize those names of figures who don't exist, except, of course, for the printed word or the comic book pages. when you're referring to people from Shakespearean plays, or whether you're referring to people from television series or things like that, the standard form is used. They capitalize the names of these figures that capitalize. For instance, Matt Dillon. Matt Dillon, to the best of my knowledge, never existed. He was a flickering image in a wonderful TV show called Gunsmoke. So you'll see them capitalize the names of people we agree to be fictional characters, but they'll go out of the way to use lowercase g when describing God. I mean, that's a deliberate and unambiguous message being sent there, particularly when you juxtapose that with the way that a lot of people now are capitalizing the E in Earth, and thereby not merely personalizing it, but deifying it. And you make it an interesting and arresting point here, Dr. Stan, when you talk about the need that systems of the sort we're describing have for an identifiable and suitably demonized enemy. And the more abstract that enemy, the better. And in recent weeks, there's been a little bit of controversy over the role that's being played by some of the state-run media organs, such as Russia Today, RT News, and I believe Press News out of Iran is another state-run enterprise. And these are media organs that have English language services and bureaus in Washington and New York, and they're owned and operated by the governments of Russia and Iran, respectively. And the thing is, there a lot of people who will say that it's a very horrible and subversive thing to have RT News interviewing people such as Dr. Ron Paul or Lou Rockwell or other people who are anti-statist or constitutionalist conservatives and libertarians. Now, the purpose of this is to advance the Russian propaganda agenda. Very well might be. I'm not suggesting that the people who run the Moscow apparatus of that network, who are aligned, of course, with Vladimir Putin, his political faction, and elements of the government that are firmly in the hand of the Siloviki, or the strong men in that post-Soviet system. I'm not trying to say that those people are benign. The point I'd like to make is that the same people who offer that criticism don't examine what's going on with the state-run media in this country with the same level of scrutiny. And it's because I suspect they have fallen prey to this ritualistic need for an identifiable foreign enemy. And you can have, I think, an appropriate skepticism toward the supposed benignity of a government like that of Russia or China or Cuba or Iran, while at the same time understanding that it's not necessary to look upon them as if they are the source of our problems, or that they are the exclusive source of our problems, the most important source of our problems. I mean, I've had the opportunity to interview more than a few people who were veterans of the KGB, at least a couple of whom are now employees of the United States government in one capacity or another. That's a very interesting part of the story. I mean, you can make a case for the proposition that they worked for the same paymaster as the United States government did when they were working for the Soviet Union, when they're working in Soviet intelligence. If you pull on the threads long enough, you'll eventually find out that they go back to the same people, the same concealed elitists who were operating both sides of that system. And now that they're employed by the United States government, perhaps they just cut out the middleman. That's one way of looking at it. I actually had the opportunity to pose some questions to Mikhail Gorbachev about 10 years ago. I think it was about 10 years ago, 2002, 2003, I think it was, when he was in Appleton, Wisconsin, to put on a program to promote his Gorbachev initiative. And the question I asked him about dealt with the Earth Charter. And his eyes lit up. That was the only time of this hour, 15-minute long press conference where he actually became animated. The thing about Gorbachev that I found interesting, and I'm sure other people have had the same impression, is how utterly ordinary the guy is. Of course, he's wreathed in the sense of celebrity, at least for American consumption. It's interesting, back in Russia, they could really care less about the guy. Most of the Russians I've talked to, who were very passionately, very devoutly anti-communist, there's nothing like living under communism that will make an anti-communist out of people. Trust me about that. Talk to somebody who's had that experience, and they'll give you chapter and verse about it. But in Russia, Gorbachev was looked upon with a mixture of indifference and disdain. And when he spoke in Appleton, Wisconsin, about 10 years ago, the then governor of Wisconsin made a beeline to get in front of a microphone and in front of a camera to introduce him. This guy purported to be, Governor Doyle, purported to be a very devout Irish Catholic. And he'd actually met the Pope, on a couple of occasions, but he considered it to be a greater honor to introduce Mikhail Gorbachev. And Gorbachev proceeded to render the audience unconscious with boredom, because as a former Soviet apparatchik and somebody who was brought up in the communist system, this is somebody who was enamored at the sound of his own voice and incapable of speaking in sentences that were shorter than paragraphs that were not rendered incomprehensible by being overloaded with party line jargon. But in the press conference before this event, when I asked him about the Earth Charter, his eyes lit up. He was very proud of the fact that all around the world, the Earth Charter was being embraced as something of a theological document in various youth and civic and religious associations. Of course, the purpose of the Earth Charter was to write a Ten Commandments for the environment that completely deny, repudiate, renounce the idea of property rights, the idea that man is a special creation, that there is a creator responsible for nature and the universe that we enjoy, and that our rights come from the creator rather than being assigned to us by a council of elders that would speak on behalf of nature. But that was the only point in that conversation, of that presentation, that conference, where Gorbachev appeared to be really interested in what was being said. And the point I'm making here, and approaching in a rather roundabout fashion, is that these people who are doing and promoting these horrible things are not notably different from people who have American names and recognizably American accents, who come from the same towns that we do, and who, at least in terms of popular culture, are part of the same system that we are, and are doing the same kinds of things from a slightly different vector. And the thing that we allow ourselves to be manipulated into ignoring, I think, is that we are at far greater risk from the people who are running this system here, the people that appear to be innocuous or respectable here in this country, who are disposing of powers far greater than any that are in the hands of any other ruling elite on the planet right now. Those are the people whose deeds we should be scrutinizing, whose acts and words we should be watching with great care, and whose crimes we should be condemning. We've reached a point as patriots in this country where we share the predicament of Alexander Carolyn. What a horrible thing it would be, I thought at the time when I read this 12 years ago, to be somebody who loved your country with great passion and find yourself ashamed of what was being done in the name of your country, and would have been done in the name of your country for decades prior to that. I honestly felt a sense of genuine sympathy for Mr. Carolyn as I read that. And now, 12 years later, I think I can understand, if you will, empathically, what he felt when I see the fact that just this last week, the head of the CIA, General Petraeus, and tell me that isn't an ominous development, the guy who is in charge of putting together the death squads that are tearing Afghanistan apart right now, is looking for a blank check from Congress to conduct undifferentiated drone warfare in Yemen. Yemen is a country that has never done anything to harm the United States, and the open-ended license that Petraeus is asking for would allow them literally to use these remote-piloted missile platforms to conduct blanket assaults on entire neighborhoods in Yemen, not on the basis of specific intelligence having to do with identifiable threats and particular people, but simply on the basis of mathematical formulas, algorithms that are used to profile certain parts of that country as being the likely habitat of people who will be described as militants, which is a catch-all category that could include anybody. This is the sort of thing that I think is sort of a shakedown for the type of approach that will be used here, not if, but when the people ruling us decide that the time has come to start culling people who are troublesome.
Well, you know, but basically, of course, if we have the right to do that to Yemen, why wouldn't they have the right to do that to us? After all, we should do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And we're over there killing people in Yemen.
Yeah.
We're over there killing people in Pakistan.
Yeah.
And we're over there killing all sorts of people. After all, such as George Bush encouraged the Shia majority in southern Iraq to rise up against Saddam Hussein and overthrow him, promising America would come to their aid. That was back in 1991. And the people believed George Bush. They rose up. And then, of course, George Bush gave Saddam Hussein permission to take his gunships and slaughter 50,000 of those Shiites. They were just slaughtered because they believed George Herbert Walker Bush. I mean, certainly he's a master war criminal, and nobody in America would have the courage to say that, and I believe General Petraeus is a similar thing. We are not at war with Yemen. We have no right to be sending our drones or our certainly, bombers or anyone over there to kill people in Yemen. And yet, of course, this is what our military leaders are doing, and they disgrace themselves, and they disgrace our once great nation. And where is the outcry from our political leaders or our religious leaders? And it's deafening in the silence. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. And the other thing about Yemen that we should point out, two things. First of all, is that Saleh, the leader, the ruler of Yemen, is somebody who is so thoroughly in the pocket of the CIA that after the CIA used a drone to launch a missile strike that killed, I believe, more than a dozen innocent people at a wedding, Saleh took responsibility for that. He took the blame for something that was done by the CIA by way of a deliberate cover-up. That's something that's made known through the WikiLeaks cables, the diplomatic cables that were provided to public for public consumption by WikiLeaks. The other thing that you should point out is that Yemen is where two American citizens, actually three, but two who are related to each other, were murdered by drone strikes in what has to be considered an object lesson that was done for the explicit purpose of demonstrating the supposed authority of the president to order the summary execution of an American citizen without trial, without charges, without any kind of due process. That's the type of power that Stalin could only have dreamt about. You know, Stalin had the ability, literally, to hit a buzzer on his desk and order the summary execution of people, but they had to be dragged down to the Lubyanka dungeon and put to death with a bullet in the back of the head. Mr. Obama can do this by tasking somebody operating a joystick in Nevada to send a remote piloted robot aircraft over a neighborhood and fire a missile that will wipe out people with extreme prejudice. And often we never learn the identities of most of the people to whom this is done, but this has been done to Americans.
And the thing that bothers me is that Americans in Nevada are doing this. They're willing to take orders to kill. They don't know who they're killing. They simply kill on order. I mean, how is that any different than the mafia? Oh, well, I'm a patriot. I'm doing what my government tells me to. But what if your government is corrupt? What if our leaders are corrupt? I mean, does that then take away your responsibility for killing innocent people with a joystick?
Well, when you're talking about drone warfare of this sort, the most dangerous, the most lethal drone is the one that's operating the joystick rather than the one that's being controlled by the joystick. And it's this weaponizing of the will to power, if you will, or the weaponizing of submission to power that makes all these systems possible. That's how you end up with systems that absorb entire societies and murder tens of millions of people, and we don't have
Wait a minute, I'm going to have to interrupt you. I want you to get your telephone number and your webpage out. We got some interested. I forgot to get that. Please do.
The web address is freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or just Google Grig and Pro Libertate, and that will take you to my blogspot, or republicmagazine.com for Republic Magazine Online.
One more time.
freedominourtime.blogspot.com or republicmagazine.com.
Or somebody go up on the internet and type in William Grig. It'll take you to his website. And certainly there at the bottom of every article, there's a PayPal button. And certainly William is largely dependent upon support from the public for what he does. He is one of our certainly truly great leaders and minds. We'll be back in a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I certainly need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. Or if you're in a position to advertise with us, would make it a deductible donation. Why, Chris, we do have a room for one or two more advertisers. We do have some wonderful advertisers that really do help Radio Liberty. And hopefully, why, Chris, the products are doing well by being advertised here. We're very selective in who we take on as an advertiser. If we do not believe in the product, why, of course, we've turned down more advertisers than we've accepted. But we do this because we have an obligation to our listeners out there. Well, if you would like, of course, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927, and there really is a need now. We have well, my wife was telling me that certainly the funds have not been coming in. We have some wonderful supporters, and we really appreciate it so much, their loyal support for us. But right now, we do have a backlog. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I would simply point out we have going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference in the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara on the morning of June 3rd. It looks like a great lineup. I mean, basically, there are more Christians there than I've ever seen before. I'm usually one of the few Christian voices there, but we have some excellent people who are going to be there. Coming from, well, from our side of the political and religious spectrum. So that's the conspiracy conference on the 3rd of June. The meeting is going to be the 2nd or 3rd of June at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. If you need more information, go to their conspiracycon.com website, conspiracycon.com, or you're certainly welcome to call us. We'll get the information for you. You need to get our new DVDs by Roslyn Peterson on geoengineering, by Betty Martini on aspartame, by Michael Shaw on Agenda 21, by Stan Monteith on The Dangerous Deception. The Dangerous Deception is my interview with Norman Dodd back in 1980, and then a 45-minute monologue as I point out what I've learned during this last 50 years so that you won't make all the same mistakes that I have made and that you can begin to see things not through a glass darkly, but face to face. And what is this? Well, it really is the fact that our government has been taken over. Our government has been taken over by a group of wicked people who are using the financial and military power of the United States to establish a one-world ruthless dictatorship, to run torture centers throughout the world, to kill leaders of other nations and install our people there. If you haven't read John Perkins' Confessions of an Economic Hitman, you need to read the book or get my four-tape set on Economic Hitman. That's four-tape, four-CD set on Economic Hitman. If you don't believe we have professional assassins, we sent out to kill people. You need to get our four-tape or four-CD set on the deadly assassins, where we actually interview some of the assassins, and both of them, I believe, are probably dead at the present time. One died of natural causes. Interviewed the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. Yes, they killed General Patton. They killed Joe MacArthur. They killed Jack Ruby because he offered to tell the truth about why he killed the Harvey Oswald. And shortly after he made that offer to the Warren Commission, he developed fulminant cancer, was dead in just a couple of days. I never saw such a rapid cancer spread as with poor old Jack Ruby. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.